Here's the commentary for the margining and shorting exercises from Chapter 2. These are the kind of problems you get on the Series 7, and these are the ones that drive people nuts, along with the options and shorting. And really, if you're going to take that Series 7, you really got to know these things, folks. So if you ever do find yourself ready to take the Series 7, please contact me. I'll be happy to help you the best I can, point you in the direction and show you what I've helped for me. Number one, you have $5,000 to invest in Dewey, Cheatham, and Howell, symbol DCH, but you want to maximize your return. The stock price is currently $25, right? What is the maximum number of shares you could purchase buying on margin if the initial margin requirement is 50%? Well, that's actually pretty easy. You have $5,000, and they'll let you borrow twice that amount. In other words, you put up 50%, they put up 50%. So with $5,000 and $5,000, that means you have $10,000. The share price is $25. You can buy 400 shares, $10,000 divided by $25. So construct an account balance statement for the above transaction. There it is. Our assets on the left-hand side of the balance sheet are 400 shares times $25 a share, or $10,000. The margin loan is $5,000, so our account equity is $5,000, and the two are in balance. Total assets equals total liabilities and equity. Now, if DCH, if their stock price falls, say, to $17, what happens to your current margin? Well, there were two ways to compute it, as we talked about in the lecture. Use the one formula which says the margin is equal to the value of the loan minus the margin loan divided by the value of the security, and that's 6,800 minus 5,000 divided by 6,800, which is equal to 1,800. Well, that's the account equity. So if you looked at the balance sheet, you would see, because the margin loan doesn't change, the assets go down. So what are account equity? See, $17 times 400 shares is $6,800, the value of security. So we construct an account balance, and we see that our assets have gone down to $6,800. So our total assets are $6,800, 400 shares times $17 a share. On the right side of the equation, the margin loan is still $5,000. That hasn't changed. So our account equity has gone down because our balance sheet must remain in balance. And we see that the total liabilities and account equity are $6,800. And the quick way of doing this, if we look at the balance sheet, is to just take the account equity, 1,800 divided by 5,000. Well, that's exactly what the formula does for us. So we find that our margin is now down to 26.47. So assuming the maintenance margin is 25%, will you have a margin call if the price falls to $17? No, but we are very, very close. Okay. Now, that was margining. Because, and don't worry, I'm not going to ask you these on the exam. Because Dewey, Cheatham, and Howell has been such a dog, you decide to try shorting the stock. It's currently selling for $10 per share. If you short 400 shares, what will be the proceeds from the sale of the transaction, and how much will you need to deposit? Again, the initial margin requirement is 50%. So if we short 400 shares, it's currently selling for $10 a share. That'll be 400 shares times $10 per share, or $4,000 will be the proceeds from the short sale. We have to deposit 50% of that. So 50% of 4,000.5, a half is 2,000. So our initial margin deposit will be 2,000. So to construct the account balance statement for the above transaction, on the left-hand side you'll see the proceeds, 400 shares, $10 a share, $4,000. Now, that doesn't change anymore because we've sold those shares. They are now out there. They're out of our hands. They've been sold. We had to come up with $2,000 for the initial deposit, margin deposit. So on the left-hand side, our assets are $6,000. Okay? Well, look on the right-hand side. What's our short position? Well, we're currently short 400 shares. That means we have to buy those things back eventually. At $10 a share, that's $4,000, 400 shares times $10 a share. So our account equity is $2,000 because the assets equals liabilities plus account equity, and we wind up with $6,000 equals $6,000. total assets equals total liabilities in account equity. So that's initially. Well, to see, what if the price of DCH rises to $10? What happens to your current margin? Remember, we were hoping the price went down. Well, the price went up. There's the formula, and it's equal to the margin deposit plus the proceeds from the short sale minus the value of the security divided by the value of the security. So if you plug those numbers, you wind in with 2,000 plus 4,000 minus 4,800. You see, our short position is 400 shares. The price is now $1,200. If we want to buy them back right now, we've got to pay $12 a share. Did I say $1,200? I'm sorry, $4,800. 400 shares times $12 per share is $4,800. So if we bought them back now, we have to pay $4,800. So on the left-hand side of the balance sheet, that doesn't change unless we deposit more money. We got $4,000 from the proceeds of the short sale, 400 shares times $10 a share. That transaction has already taken place. We deposited $2,000. So now that is still $6,000. On the right-hand side, the short position is what has changed. The price has changed. So now we're looking at 400 shares times $12 a share. 400 shares times $12 a share is $4,800. You see, our short position went up. We wanted it to go down. So now our account equity goes down because the assets equals liabilities plus account equity. 6,000 minus the 4,800 is account equity of $1,200. And so that's the short way of looking at it. 1,200 divided by 4,800. It gives us 0.25, or if we go through the whole formula as we did in problem 2C, 2,000 plus 4,000 minus 4,800 divided by 4,800, the margin deposit plus the proceeds from the short sale minus the value of the security divided by the value of the security is $1,200 divided by $4,800, 0.25, 25%. Oops! Assuming the margin requirement is 30%. Last question. Will you have a margin call? You better believe you will. We've hit 25%. So you see, that's not that big a jump. Well, it doesn't look that big a jump, but it's actually a 20% jump from $10 to $12. So shorting, as we already described, is very dangerous, and very quickly you could be looking at a margin call. So what do you think of these, huh? Do them a couple times on your own, see if you understand them, and then go look at the key and listen to the lecture a couple times. Because these are the kind of problems. They're not that hard, are they? Okay, do them enough times and they won't be. See ya, bye.